Good morning, this is Tommy Hayes, and I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, May 14th, 2024. Spirit of Persistence. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Fill me with your spirit and lead me in your ways. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:18. This morning, the word comes to mind from Luke chapter 11. And Jesus said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs." Luke 11, verses 5 to 8. You gave this teaching on persistence in prayer right after your teaching on the pattern of prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, Luke 11, verses 2 to 4. And what's stirring in my spirit by your words this morning is the spirit of persistence. Forgive me for when I've given up too soon or settled for too less, instead of persisting for all you desired to give. In your name, I renounce doubt and unbelief and the giving in to frustration instead of persevering with persistence. I know that sometimes we don't receive because we don't ask, and sometimes we don't receive because we ask amiss, James 4:3. But sometimes we don't receive because we don't persist. Lord, I pray for the spirit of persistence. Align my desires with your desires, my heart with your heart, my prayers with your will. And then let me not give up, not turn back, not let go, but to persevere in prayer with a spirit of persistence. Let me take hold of the promise of your words you spoke immediately after speaking of this principle of persistence in Luke 11. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11, 9 to 13. Here is a key to the kingdom of God, a key to asking and seeking and knocking with persistence in prayer in order that what we ask to be given, what we seek to be found, what door we're knocking on to be open, is to be led by the Holy Spirit. This is the first thing to ask for, to be filled with your Holy Spirit, to be led by your Holy Spirit, that our Father in heaven can release the heaven of his will and his kingdom into our lives in your name. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, Romans 8:14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, John 14, verses 13 to 14. Now this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. 1 John 5, verses 14 to 15. By the power of your grace, by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, I receive the spirit of persistence in prayer. And I'm excited to see all you will do, all in your way, all in your time, all according to your will, as I persist in the prayers your Holy Spirit stirs in my heart to pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And Father, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the spirit of persistence to rise up in the heart of this one. Join me right now by your Holy Spirit that lives in them, that leads them into your prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.